I was not angry with her, but she was no help to me at home or at work. But when I wrote stories at night, she sat by my chair. She watched me working, and I liked that. One day, Rosa Dartle sent for me, so I hurried to Mrs. Steerforth's house. There, Rosa gave me some surprising news. I went to the place where Mr. Peggotty was staying. He was sitting in his room. "Emily has left Steerforth," I told him. "Has she?" He stood up quickly. "My poor little Emily! Where is she?" "I don't know," I said.
"She isn't dead," Mr. Peggotty said. "My Emily isn't dead. I was living in fear, and now I can hope again. How can we find her?"
"She won't go home to Yarmouth," I said. "She won't want to face people that she knows. Perhaps she will come to London, where she can hide in the crowds." "Yes, she can hide here," Mr. Peggotty said. "But we can find her," I said. "Do you remember Martha Endells?" "Yes, I do," Mr. Peggotty said. "Emily helped her once." "Martha is in London," I said. "Perhaps she can help Emily now." We walked the streets, looking for Martha. After a time, we saw her. Her clothes were old and dirty, and her face was very sad. We did not speak to her, but we followed her. We wanted to know where she was living. She walked through a very poor area of town, through dirty, narrow streets. When she reached the river, she stopped. She did not see us behind her. It was a rainy night, and we watched her look down at the cold, dark river. "Martha!" I shouted. I ran to her and I took her arm. She began to cry.
"Oh, the river! The river!" she said. "Let me go! I want to die! I have nothing to live for! Let me die!"
"Take her arm, Mr. Peggotty," I said. Mr. Peggotty took Martha's arm and we pulled her away from the river. Martha cried loudly and she could not speak. "Be calm, Martha," I said. "We will help you. Will you help us?" Finally, Martha was quiet.
"Who are you? And what do you want?" she asked me.
I told her about Emily. Martha looked at me.
"I remember you now," she said.
She dried her tears.
"Emily was a good friend to me," she said. "She helped me once, and now I will help her. I will ask people about her. I'll find her and take her to my room. Then I'll come and tell you the news. You saved my life tonight."
"Thank you, Martha," I said. "Let us give you some money."
"No,"
Martha said, shaking her head.
"I don't want money.
But what is your address?" I gave her my address. Then I left Mr. Peggotty and went home.